For this Thursday, March 26th, with your Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Redman reporting. Mount Vernon High School's Athletic Hall of Fame banquet is quickly approaching as it takes place next Saturday, April 4th, at the Mount Vernon High School cafeteria. This is the 37th induction dinner and ceremony, and it's sponsored by the Mount Vernon M Club. The 2026 Hall of Fame inductees are Chad Ruggieri, now Chad Govert, class of 2004, Ryan Plutz, class of 2009, Elizabeth Fry, now Elizabeth Blagan, class of 2010, Dustin Rubinoff, class of 2010, Coach Vicki Rieger, the 2009-2010 girls swim team, and the 1982 baseball team. This year's service award goes to Steve Mitchell. The guest speaker is Paul Neidig, who is the IHSAA commissioner. Doors open at 5:30, dinner is served at 6, and the ceremony starts at 6:30. You can register for the event at mvwildcats.org/registrations. The University of Southern Indiana is taking a closer look at the future of artificial intelligence in the classroom. School officials say USI has been awarded a $150,000 planning grant from Lilly Endowment Incorporated. The funding comes through the organization's Artificial Intelligence in Higher Education Initiative. According to a university press release, the grant will help USI study how AI can improve student learning and prepare graduates for a changing workforce. Leaders say the project will include a comprehensive review of how generative AI is already being used across campus, both in coursework and day-to-day operations. The university will also explore opportunities to expand AI-related learning, including the possible addition of new classes focused on artificial intelligence. Officials say the grant will run through 2026. Today in local high school sports, Mount Vernon baseball plays their scrimmage at Wright's at 4:30, and Wildcats softball has a home game versus Ligoti at 5 o'clock. This evening in men's college basketball, it's the Sweet 16 NCAA tournament. Tonight's slate features four games. At 6:10, Purdue battles Texas, and at 6:30, it's Iowa versus Nebraska. The later pair of games are Arkansas against Arizona at 8:45, and Illinois takes on Houston at 9:05. Last night, the first Major League Baseball game of the regular season was played in San Francisco between the New York Yankees and the San Francisco Giants. Today is opening day for 22 other teams, including the St. Louis Cardinals, as they start their season at home at Busch Stadium versus the Tampa Bay Rays at 3:15. The formal on-field ceremony is scheduled to start at 2:30, and this year's presentation includes the world-famous Budweiser Clydesdales, a motorcade of red jackets and Ford Mustangs, the 2026 Cardinals team introduction via a Ford truck motorcade, and the ceremonial first pitch will honor past championship teams. The ceremony features 2006 World Series champions David Eckstein and Gary Bennett, alongside Brian Jordan and Tom Pagnozzi from the 1996 National League Central Division Championship team. Also playing their first game of the regular season today is the Chicago Cubs, as they are at home with the Washington Nationals at 1:20. The Chicago White Sox are at the Milwaukee Brewers at 1:10, and the Cincinnati Reds welcome the Boston Red Sox at 3:10. From the NBA last night, the Indiana Pacers returned home and lost to the Los Angeles Lakers, 137-130. The Pacers' leading scorer was Pascal Siakam with 20 points, and Andrew Nembhard handed out 19 assists while scoring 14 points. Indiana is 16-57. The Pacers have 9 games left in the regular season, and they play again tomorrow evening at home versus the Los Angeles Clippers. That's news and sports for this Thursday, March 26th. We are keeping you informed on all things Posey County on the radio, and you can read and listen to the News and Time online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. For news tips, you can pass them to us by email at news@PoseyCountyRadio.com. I'm Jevin Redman reporting for Posey County Radio News. Have a great Thursday.